So today I want to share with you a recent small haul. It's three books that I got from a sale that the Library of America was having. First off with them, I mean, they always have free shipping on their site, but you can like upgrade to UPS or I think Priority Mail if you spend $30 or more. But anyway, I just think it's cool. If there's free shipping, pretty much, you can just count me in. but anyway, I picked up three books that I saw. I think all three were under the sale titles tab, which that's a cool thing too with Library of America. Even if you're choosing from the sale titles, if there's a sale going on, you could still use your code and get the discount. I think I ended up getting like $6 off my order, which was pretty cool because let me tell you, before I even get into the books, the way their shipping is awesome. Like there's absolutely none of these books are dinged up or anything. These all came shrink wrapped. So like everything was like, there's that double layer of protection on them. But anyway, I'll stop nerding out on the shipping and tell you about the books I got. These I haven't obviously read, to be truthful. Right before I started recording this, I actually took all the plastic off, so I saved you from hearing all of that noise in the microphone. But you'll find that you're going to hear all the little bookish page turns and all that, so I hope you don't mind that on this podcast, because I will be reading some stuff to you from the inside flaps and everything. But I think you're okay with that. I would hope that's why you're here, right? But anyway, to the books we go. The first one is... President Lincoln Assassinated. This is a firsthand story of the murder, manhunt, trial, and mourning. The book is by Harold Holzer, and it seems here, I haven't read this one yet, but he's also the author of The Civil War in 50 Objects. It's funny, I actually have had my Lincoln interest sparked again because, well, two reasons. I've seen him pop up on BookTube, which I watch a ton of BookTube on YouTube. Not sure if you guys do too, but you'll hear me mention it a lot. So I won't apologize for it. I was going to say, I'm sorry if that gets annoying, but I won't apologize for it because I love BookTube. It's embarrassing if I admitted the amount of time I spend watching BookTube, but it's just such a nice escape, you know? But anyway, so I also see, I follow a couple of really great BookTubers. Peg from the History Shelf is one, and Bill Rutenberg is another. On his channel, he talks about Lincoln a lot as well. So anyway, so back to this book. I said there were two reasons why that I had a newfound interest in Lincoln. It's kind of funny. The other reason is, do you guys watch the show Pawn Stars? Well, I admit that I do. And recently, one of the episodes that I saw, somebody came in with this like nice framed paper from back in the day when Lincoln was assassinated. And it was, you know, the whole thing was to try to figure out if it was like a reprint or if it was the real deal. And oh my gosh, sadly, I can't remember if it was real or it wasn't. I want to say it wasn't. So there was a bit of a letdown there, but anyway, it was if I'm remembering correctly, and it was a reproduction, it was done so well with the way it was framed and everything. But anyway, so this book, I'm just going to go to the inside flap and read the first couple sentences so you can get an idea. On April 14th, 1865, Good Friday, the Civil War claimed its ultimate sacrifice when Abraham Lincoln was fatally shot at Ford's Theater. President Lincoln Assassinated recaptures the dramatic and terrifying immediacy of Lincoln's murder and the coordinated attack on the Secretary of State, William H. Seward, the hunt for the conspirators, the military trial, and the unprecedented national mourning for our first martyred president. So I just wanted, to read something that would just give me a brief... let's see how long this book is. I'm saying brief, but I guess it's not that short. Don't mind me. Let's see. This book. So there's some extras at the end. There's some illustrations too, which I always love, don't we all? So it looks like this page is a little over four. I mean, this book is a little over 400 pages. So I'm looking forward to getting into this and kind of reacquainting myself with the history involved in his assassination. But yeah, this I'm like sitting here reading the book while I'm talking to you guys. But anyway, that was the first one that I picked up from the Library of America. And then moving on to, okay, this one. I wish you could see it, but you know what? All of these books that I talk about, I will definitely, I'll post pictures so that you guys can see them up close on my Instagram, which is Mary M's Bookstagram. Mary M's Bookstagram. But I'll make sure if I put it like in the description of this, if I can. I believe I can. Don't mind my newbiness of doing this thing. So anyway, the next one is, it's called American Religious Poems, an anthology by Harold Bloom. So it comes in this beautiful slipcase, and it's a leather-bound book. Wow, it's gorgeous. It's like a cream color. There's gold on the front. But anyway, this book I thought seemed interesting because I can't say that I know a lot about, I mean, I don't know a lot about poetry in general, but even more so, I can't say I know much about American religious poems. So I just like to, you know, listen, when I read, there are plenty of times when I just want to escape and not think too much, but I seem to be in a bit of a kick where I want to learn more, educate my little brain a little bit more, but I'm just flipping through the table of contents in this, and it just seems like there's such a wide variety of poets in this, and I think it'll be fun. There's Anne Bradstreet, who else? There's Emerson, Longfellow, who else here? Timothy Dwight, Phyllis Wheatley, John Quincy Adams. So as you can hear, the list just goes, well, really does go on and on. There's Melville, there's Whitman, Dickinson, Thoreau, Helen Hunt Jackson, Edith Wharton, truly does go on and on. So I thought this would be Robert Frost. Sorry, guys, I'm still going on the list of people in here. Okay. Anyway, I just look forward to, again, just like with the Lincoln book, reacquainting myself with more poetry because I feel like, I don't know. I don't know why. I tend to like skip over it, but I do really enjoy poetry. Just kind of find it challenging, you know, just a different way to read. Sounds funny, a different way to read. Of course it is. It's just a different format that I sometimes overlook for no real or good reason. But again, you know what? I'm gonna post these books on my Instagram, which is Mary M's Bookstagram, so that you guys can see and tell me what you think about these editions. Okay, and the last book is Philip Roth, and this is a collection. It contains Goodbye, Columbus, and Five Short Stories, and Letting Go. So this one is. This format is probably the one you're more familiar with. It's the one that has like, it's the hardcover with the black dust jacket, and it has that red, white, and blue ribbon that goes around from front to back. So Philip Roth is someone that I have always wanted to read. It's kind of funny. I'm from New Jersey, and I just read somewhere. I believe he's from Newark. He was from Newark, New Jersey. I believe so. Anyway, I was surprised to see this one on the sale title page, on the sale titles tab, but it was. And it looks like I love getting books that have both complete novels and then short stories. Because I don't know about you, but I really enjoy short stories are a good thing for, at least I enjoy reading like before bed when I know. It's like I can finish the story and feel like I accomplished something before sleep, but I'm also, it won't keep me up. Sometimes if I'm reading a novel, I just, you know, you keep doing that, oh, one more chapter thing. And the next thing you know, if you're like me and you have insomnia, you're staying up too late reading, and then you're exhausted the next day. But I know, the troubles of a reader, right? Anyway, yeah, so I don't have a ton to say about this Philip Roth book other than to say that I am excited to delve into it because I never have. I've never read any of his work, and I just hear his name come up a lot, and figured, why not, right? Took advantage of the sale on Library of America and just went for it. So there you go. Not too big of a haul, right? Three books, but three quality books. Quality, not quantity. Well, that's what I say today, but believe me, I'll talk about some hauls that are definitely more about quantity because I was just having fun online shopping, right? But anyway, I'm going to keep this one a little short, just testing the waters here. Just wanted to say thank you for joining me. This is the first podcast of Mary M's Book Pod. I want to thank you for joining me. And here's the thing. I by no means will ever, even when I do like my reviews of what I think about certain books, please, I never claim to be any sort of like critic or anything like that. I'm just a reader. You know, I love reading. And I thought, I don't know, I just wanted a creative way to share what I'm reading. And if a couple people enjoy listening and sharing what they're reading with me, then I'm in. Then this will be a fun thing. So I'm going to wrap it up here. And I'm not sure what the next one will be. I'm thinking of, as I mentioned before, I watch a lot of BookTube on YouTube. And a lot of time I see people do tag videos, which is more of, if you haven't heard of that, it's just like a tag video would be something like, you know, people are get really creative with it. They come up with like a list of questions, and then you kind of like go over whether it be like your favorite books, your favorite authors. It's just like of a list type of theme, which I find fun because it's a good way to learn about what people enjoy reading and what they do and don't like and that kind of thing. So I think the next podcast will probably, I'm going to go on and like maybe pick a tag that I recently saw that I thought was really fun to listen to. So with that, I say thanks again for joining and have a great day. Happy reading.